And I also got a real nice 11-meter rig that I hadn't had in a truck for years for that very reason. And big Wilson 1000 comes like 5,000 antenna there with a ground plane feed on it. So that'll go all up on that third eye mount there, and that'll solve both problems. And when I travel, I'll have both sets of radios available for communication. So that's a plus. But yeah, like I said, I just waited for them suckers to go on sale.
Yeah, we've got a Chevy Silverado, and my antenna on it currently is a Midland Ghost antenna, one of those 4-inch deals. It does good enough for what we need it for. It's discreet enough. Comes off the top of the truck easy enough if I need to get it through a car wash as well. So that's what we're running in our truck. Over.
Look at that, Kurt. That's the same antenna I ride on my side-by-side, and I have no problems with it whatsoever when I'm out and about in the Pigeon River or such. Yeah, so all good here. Good to hear you in there. We'll go ahead and say good afternoon to you. Enjoy the rest of the day there. We've used up our nickel here. And we'll do it again, Kurt. Always a pleasure, sir. WRZT 544, clear monitoring on your final.
As always, good to speak with you, Bob. Glad to hear you guys around the bend. You definitely sound better around the radio. I'll be monitoring the radio intermittently today, tonight, tomorrow, whenever. We'll catch you when we catch you. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, clear and monitoring.